views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women on this lovely summer hot Seattle day. Well, I don't know if everybody's enjoying the heat. I like heat, but it feels pretty hot today. Anyway, I'm excited. I'm having Lisa Barnett back. She's been on the show before, and we're going to talk to her about her new book. It's From Questioning to Knowing, 73 Prayers to Transform Your Life. And Lisa is the internationally recognized best-selling author of The Infinite Wisdom of the Akashic Records. And she is also the founder and head teacher of the Akashic Knowing School of Wisdom. It's an internationally recognized school where students can learn to access their soul wisdom and guidance from their own personal Akashic records, along with numerous healing tools, meditation, and prayer systems. She has thousands of students attend the school worldwide, with dozens of certified consultants and teachers. Lisa has more than 25 years of experience in the spiritual healing forum and is a master of many healing modalities. And for 10 of those years, she was a certified prayer practitioner with the Center for Spiritual Living Church in Golden Gate Center for Spiritual Living in California. Lisa's passion is to empower individuals to find greater fulfillment, happiness, abundance, health, and ease by helping them align with their soul path, understand their soul contracts, and complete their karma and vows. And you can read all about it. One of her websites is akashicknowing.com. So welcome, Lisa.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here and get to share some information with your listeners.
Yes, okay. Well, we're just going to dive right in. Tell us your story about how you became a messenger for the Akashic Masters. That's kind of who's talking to you.
But yes, it is. So it's a bit of a lifelong path for me because I was born very awake. I realized when I was about 3 years old, my epiphany was like, holy moly, I'm trapped in a body. Like, what am I thinking? Why am I here? And I told my mother I wanted to go back. And poor mom, you know, she's like, but honey, like, there's nowhere to send you to, kind of thing, right? So I started on my spiritual path at, well, maybe not quite 3. I think I waited till I was 13 until I could read. And I started to read everything I could get my hands on. And it just really went through my life. And, you know, like, of course, most people's lives, you know, there's been moments where I've thought back and thought, gee, too bad I didn't stay on that path. I was, you know, studying philosophy in college, and if I had just gone on to be a healer at that point, wow, who knows where I'd be now. But I got a little waylaid by life and trauma and different things like that, and, you know, went on my own crazy personal journey, and eventually kind of came back around to realizing that I was way off my soul path, and it was actually creating an illness in my body. And many people find that that, you know, happens to them. They have some sort of experience where they get really sick, or they have a car accident, or they, you know, they break their leg and hip and are, you know, stuck in bed reading for, you know, 6 months or something, and it changes their life. So that's really what happened to me. So after my life got changed in my 30s and I came back to my spiritual path, I I became an energy healer. That was what I realized I was really here to do. I had been working for 15 years in advertising production, and I didn't come to be in advertising. I came to be a healer. So, I started studying, and then I started to get this big, expansive information. And I'm just going to, say this is a little bit more rare that people actually hear kind of a booming voice or hear a big voice. Most people who are clairaudient, our messages sound like us. But they were yelling at me. They were trying to get my attention. And it turned out it took me 5 years to figure out who they were. But they were the Akashic Record Keepers. And they were giving me amazing information for my clients, for my healing work, for what I was doing. And after about 5 years of thinking, wow, that's amazing, I finally said, who am I talking to? So when I realized I could connect to the Akashic Records, just kind of another shift in my life, another step up, another conscious shift or awareness that allowed me to say, oh, let me actually do this work for people consciously, since I'm accessing this divine, infinite soul wisdom for my clients and able to do healing through this vibration. The Akashic Master said, we want you to start a school and we'll give you healing tools and sacred prayers and information so that you can teach people to do this for themselves. And they've asked me to write 2 books. And so I just kind of listen to and do what they ask. And it's, kind of created a whole life for me.
Yes. Well, okay, so we're getting right into it. So what are the Akashic Records? We probably need to start there so people know what you're talking about.
Okay. Always a good idea, right? So the Akashic Records are the records of your soul's journey from the time your soul individuates from Source until it returns, maybe millennia later. So each of us have a soul which was once part of the unified field of one. And at some point we said, I think I'm going to go on a journey. I want to be like an individuated source and check this out and experience myself and experience all the, goodies of the universes. And so we do go on that journey. And what automatically happens, and the Akashic Record Keepers are funny, so I tell you kind of some of these silly stories because that's how they often share information, is kind of in a silly or funny way, because they're just pure source energy and they're, light and love. So they said, just imagine when your soul individuated from Source, they strapped a little GoPro to your little soul's forehead, and everything you've ever been or done has been recorded, videotaped, audiotaped, recorded on your little GoPro. And then every video, every life all goes up to the cloud, and there it is recorded. And it really is a good analogy of what happens with what the Akashic Records actually are. So every life you've had, every experience, whether you have gifts and talents, whether you were a healer, an acupuncturist, a mother, a father, a builder, whatever you've been in all your different lives, all of that information is recorded and stored in this etheric realm that we refer to as the Akashic Realm or the Akashic Record. And because your soul is individual, each person has their own record, right? So you have, I like to refer to it as a library. Again, it's possible for our brains to, wrap our minds around a library, right? So you say, oh, I have my own library with, maybe I've got 2,000 books in it. Maybe I've had 800 lives here on Earth, and maybe I've got another 1,200 lives in other places, planes, and dimensions. And I have a librarian who's what I call the Akashic Record Keepers, or the beings of light. I sometimes call them Akashic Masters because we actually have more than one librarian. And they keep our records, and they're here to help us. They're really in service. So your Akashic librarians, Chris, are in service to you and really only you.
Well, so, that's amazing. And I just want, it makes me wonder about, like, if people get nervous thinking, oh my goodness, this is all my life. This is all, everything I did has been written down somewhere. You know, all the things that you're, that we're all embarrassed about. And, you know, I'm just laughing about that.
Yep.
It's like, are you sure? Are you sure I want to go into my records and read all this stuff?
Well, you know, that's actually an excellent point, because sometimes clients get on the phone with me because I do Akashic record readings and healings, right? So people will get on the phone and they'll be like, I'm so scared. I'm really nervous. I'm afraid what they're going to, and, you know, I always say the great thing to know about these Akashic record keepers is they are pure source energy. There is no judgment. They've not been human. There is no right or wrong in their realm and their view. They understand that we as souls are here to experience everything, everything. So the way we learn and grow is we try it all. That's why it takes most of us humans 600 to 800 lifetimes to work through all the stuff we could do and learn and experience here on Earth. And so, you know, whether we think, oh, I was a terrible person, or it's all really about growth. It's about understanding. It's about love and compassion and forgiveness and becoming conscious so that we can see the bigger picture, maybe understand why we did that, or, you know, like I know we'll talk more about, you know, why would you pick that family to be born into, right? Maybe some people have angry parents or abusive parents or siblings or grandparents, right? And we think, why the heck would I pick those people, right? If I have a choice.
Yes. But we're going to go more into that and about these healing prayers that the whole book's about when we come back from our little break we're going to go into right now.
Great.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant, Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm talking with Lisa Barnett. She has a new book out, From Questioning to Knowing, 73 Prayers to Transform Your Life. So this book, Lisa, is about prayers, but there's a lot of information, you know, about the Akashic Record Keepers, about karma, soul contracts, all that. So it isn't just prayers. Why did the Akashic Record Keepers ask you to write this book, and where do these prayers come from?
Well, you know, they had said to me that that they felt that it was important to offer tools, you know, simple, easy, accessible tools to humanity. And it's, of course, one of their intentions. And when they asked me, you know, to start a Akashic school, same kind of thing. It's like, you know, help us to bring this high vibrational healing energy back to the planet, because it was actually pulled away from Earth for about 1,000 years. So it's relatively newly back to the Earth, and that's why so many people are not that familiar with it, because we've really just been kind of starting to talk about it again for the last 10, 20, maybe 30 years. So it's really all about helping humanity to raise their vibration, to clear old energy, karma, soul contracts, pain, trauma, so that we can move forward and ultimately create the life that our soul desires, that our souls came to create here on this, you know, beautiful planet.
Mm-hmm, that's great. So let's talk about where the healing prayers come from.
So they come from the Akashic Masters. What I would say is that I channel the book totally. They say, let's write a book, and I say, okay. And I basically sit down and say, what do you want me to write? So I just open to the energy and the information. I get out of my own head, out of my own way, and I just start to write. And I kind of lock myself away for these four-day retreats. I find that works really well for me. And I write what comes through, and I go back and I read it, and I think, oh, wow, that's interesting. So so it comes directly from the Akashic Masters, the beings of light that are keeping records for humanity, and they are imbued with this high vibrational, pure, divine source energy. So they're, you know, they're not connected to any religion or anything like that. They are just kind of a very pure healing tool to help us to shift our energy with ease and grace, to really change and flip and transform really easily and quickly.
Mm-hmm. Well, and one of the main things that you talk about in the book is soul contracts. So let's talk about what they are and how they affect us in our lives and in our relationships.
Yeah, so soul contracts, the big picture story is that when we decide to come back to Earth as a soul, we make a plan, just like any smart business person would write a business plan before they started a business. We as souls write a soul plan before we come into a body. And we have things we want to do. There is learning and growth. There really are real reasons that we're coming. It's not just a complete abstract, oh, look, here I am on Earth, you know? And because we do it again hundreds of times, we're working through old pieces. So we may say, oh, I want to spend time with that soul again. So we would write what we call a soul contract. So if you imagine that when you're planning on coming back to Earth, all the souls, you know, not all of them because there's way too many, but just imagine that maybe 1,000 souls all get together. They're all planning on coming back to Northern America, you know, here in, you know, this year. And so they would say, so who wants to get married? Does somebody want to get married and have kids? Or is there anyone here that I have some old karma or unfinished business with? And, you know, different souls will raise their hand. They'll say, oh, remember we were married and I died really young, so we had a very short marriage and that was really sad and you really grieved and you really wanted to, you know, get married again. You really, you know, we decided we would try and come back together. Let's do that. All right, so that's a soul contract. We've actually written a contract that says, I'm going to marry this same soul again because I want to be with them again. And you might write a half a dozen or a dozen of these soul contracts for marriage partners, or not, they don't have to be marriage, they could be significant others or intimate relationships, because we are complex and we do want to learn and grow. So some of those might be around completion. And so maybe you marry that soul again, and after 10 or 15 years, you're like, you know, I'm good. That was good. That was, I feel complete. I feel like we had a complete, you know, I'm ready to go on my own way. I have some other things I want to do in this life. And those partners will, you know, maybe get divorced, or maybe they never married. Maybe they were just in a relationship for 5 years, and then they're like, you know, I got other stuff. We're kind of on a different path this life. You've got different plans, right? So, you know, that was fun, and on I go. So some of them are about finishing, just like I say, these old traumas or karmas. Some of them are about our families of origin. We may pick parents because they may be part of this bigger soul family group, and we are there to support them, and they're here to support us. Or, you know, you could have a soul contract with a parent. Maybe you come into a life and you have an alcoholic parent. Part of your soul contract with that person was to help them, you know, remember that they're a divine being and that they don't need to go down that alcoholic road. And that maybe your soul can wake them up, make them remember the truth of who they are, and they'll become sober. So we write just numerous and varied sorts of soul contracts in so many areas of our lives. Now, not every person you meet do you have a soul contract with. But I would say that most of the big ones or important ones, you have some form of contract or plan of work to do with them, whether it's around spiritual growth or having children or being a support. We write, you know, 50 or 100 soul contracts in our lifetime.
Well, and what if you can we change or end a soul contract on our, you know, without even being aware of, because some of this is on a different level. Like we may not be conscious of these soul contracts. And how do we go about changing or ending them to, like, say we want to complete something or this just isn't working and we want to end this.
Right.
When you change the contract?
You know, the way the Akashic Masters say it is that when two souls come together and they have a contract, and maybe they have a contract to do something specific. So let's just go back to the example I was using about being born to an alcoholic parent. And your contract was to help wake that parent up so that they could become sober and they wanted to learn this lesson about addiction, alcohol, love, awakening. And so that's part of the contract, is to help them remember who they are as a soul. So here you are, this happy, lovely child, and you're you know, being this happy, lovely child with your father who only comes home and drinks himself into a stupor every night. and he just ignores you. And he's not going to wake up. He's just too deep in the addiction to, you know, shift. And so that contract actually moves to a place of null and void. So it actually ends itself because it's, you can only do so much. You did your best. You tried. You were the loving child. You were there to be supportive. And then, you know, maybe you're 18 or maybe you're even 16 and you say, I'm really done with this. I'm going to move on. I can't change him. That's not my job. My job was to help him awaken and remember, but he's not going to do that. So I'm moving on. I'm going to leave the family and I may never see him again or, you know, for years. And I'm going to go on and go follow through on other soul contracts, maybe start my own family, create a new relationship, or maybe bring some of my gifts out into the world. Mm-hmm. And, you know, not have a relationship for a while because that was a lot of work and, you know.
Yeah. Well, and also part of your book is about changing, you know, through prayer, the prayers in the book, the healing prayers can also work to in relationships. So if you're really wanting to make an impact with somebody in your family or relationship, some of your prayers are there for that reason and actually make a shift, yes. Can make a shift in that.
Yes. Yes. So, you know, if you wanted to stay and be loving and supportive and say, maybe, you know, I'll stick with the same example, help your father and maybe, you know, go to AA with him and, you know, and try maybe some more, you might want to use the prayer to release disappointment so that you were releasing any disappointment that you were holding about the fact that your father wasn't waking up really quickly. So you want to do your own work because, of course, it's always about us. So you might do your prayer to release disappointment. And then you would also use the prayer for strength to help you stay strong as you're, you know, supporting your father and doing this, you know, soul work for yourself and in support to your family.
Yeah,
and then there's prayers for, yeah.
Oh, no, we have to go to another break. But I was just going to say, yeah, and so making use of these prayers in the book to have a healing impact is great, and that's one of the reasons for the book. So we're going to take another break. We'll come back and talk more with Lisa Barnett.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, and low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough. Overcome life's greatest challenges and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
You know that feeling in your gut, that tiny whisper in the back of your ear, the tinge behind your knee that says, let's go for it. But then your mind says, that's ridiculous. Do you ever wonder if that little voice might be onto something? My name is Audrey Michelle. I'm the host of Rewired Life Radio, as well as a spiritual growth coach. If you're ready to stop letting fear lead you around, let's talk. If you're at the point in your life where you're ready to shed layers of what you thought you were supposed to be and are ready to take the next step to trust your best resource, let's talk. I can help you discover the voice of inner wisdom. I will guide you through a process to unearth your best self. To learn more, go to audreymichelle.com/coaching. That's Audrey Michelle, spelled michelle.com/coaching.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
Are you struggling in a relationship and deeply craving some tools and support to get things back on track? Do you crave having a loving, compassionate relationship with Mr. Right, but always seem to pick Mr. Wrong? Well, Sarah Luce can help. She's created a 4-week online course starting September 28th that will teach you how to shift your energy and behavior to have new transformative outcomes. And you're going to get a personal one-on-one session with Sarah to ensure you get powerful personal results. Sign up today at sarahluce.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and if you're just joining us, I'm talking with Lisa Barnett, author of a new book, From Questioning to Knowing, 73 Prayers to Transform Your Life. Lisa, can you give your website? And I know you have some free gifts for people.
Oh, I would love to. So, you can go to akashicknowing.com, and you will, of course, see lots more about me, but in the right-hand column, there's a link if you're interested in learning more about the book and purchasing that, and there are 3 free gifts that you can download right there from signing up on the website. So there are 2 guided meditations that are downloadable MP3s, a beautiful rainbow shield, which helps you to create boundaries, align with your soul path and purpose, and so that you can move forward with greater ease. And then we're going to do this also, but the Column of Light is a beautiful meditation, and I'm offering it with the music in the background, and I highly recommend listening to that when you read the book and use the healing prayers if you're wanting to transform your life with ease. That's a great added gift, a 8-minute MP3, and then reading the book is beautiful. And there's also an e-book with the prayers of self-love. So there's 5 different prayers to help you move out of self-doubt, low self-esteem, and move into a higher sense of self-love. So those are 3 gifts that you can get at akashicknowing.com.
Great. And also, you have people will be able to see on your website, you have home study courses and a private membership group and online classes. So there's lots to check out. Just go to akashicknowing.com. Well, so now I'd love for you to do the Column of Light meditation for our audience, and then we can experience connecting to the Akashic Record Keepers through our hearts. So,
good. All right. I would love to. So if people can just sit back and close your eyes if you can, if you're in a nice quiet place. And I find it's always helpful to have our feet flat on the ground, and we just put a little of our focus and attention on our dear Mother Earth beneath our feet as we connect to Earth, feeling ourselves connecting and grounding, and then we draw some of the beautiful Earth energy up into our feet and slowly really moving this energy up into our bodies as we're bridging some of the high vibrational energy of the Akashic field with the energy of Mother Earth. And we move into our hearts and we see our hearts open and expand. And as we breathe into our hearts, we allow our hearts to fill with this unconditional love of Source, the pure divine love that's here for each and every one of us. And breathing, just imagine your heart opening and spinning faster. And now we'll move our energy and attention up into our 6th chakra, our 3rd eye, that point right between our eyebrows. And we come into the space in the center of our head, which is where our pineal gland, our master gland is. And when we focus on this beautiful pineal gland in the center of our head and we ask the Akashic Masters to help us open and activate our pineal gland, this helps us to open and connect with greater ease to our higher selves, our soul guidance, and to the Akashic field. And we send love from our hearts up into our pineals, our pineal gland in the center of our head. And the Akashic Masters, who are in the high vibration of Source, come down and connect from the high realm of love into our heads, into our pineal gland, and back down into our heart, helping us to bridge this high vibrational energy. And as we start to feel this, see this beautiful Akashic energy as a column of light coming down all around you as a beautiful silver blue column of light all around your body, encompassing your body, connecting all the way down to Mother Earth. And we can see this and feel this energy as it bridges from Earth around our bodies up into Divine Source, and from Source down around our bodies. And we become the bridge, the light, here in our bodies on Earth. And as we take a few moments to feel the love, feel the connection, see and experience this column of light around you, we come to a place of faith and trust, knowing that we are protected by this column of light, knowing that we are guided on our path as we're bridging Source energy and Earth energy, and we share this through our hearts with the world. And we can feel it flowing to and through our bodies. And just taking a nice deep breath as you enjoy this love, this beautiful high energy, knowing that you are the bridge, that as you do this every day, you're raising your vibration and you're sharing that with the world. And this is helping raise the vibration of all the people that you meet, all the people in your life. And this is sharing your gifts with the world with ease and grace. So taking another breath, just allow yourself to come back present and open your eyes. Feeling your feet on the ground right here and now. We can just be confident as we go through our day that we are healing light, that we are here bridging this divine energy, and that we're on our soul path. Lovely. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. So, this is the first one in the book. So it kind of sets the stage for, you know, people being in their heart.
Yes, you know, I love the way the Akashic Masters have given this book to us, because they do, you know, they go through and they share the column of light energy so people can start to feel what that feels like, so that we're well connected as we read the prayers. But you don't need to do that before you read the prayers to feel the energy either. Mm-hmm. And there's another beautiful prayer, the beautiful meditation to move further down and deeper into our hearts. But I just love the way that they've, you know, kind of channeled it to and through me. And I always say, oh, I need to read that part again, because, you know, it's not coming from my head. It didn't come from me. It came from them, you know, to humanity. So I just thought it was very kind of nice the way they explain, say, how forgiveness heals karma. And they share a little bit about how they see karma and what that means to us in the world. And then they give us a healing prayer. So they've broken up the sections with information and prayers. So uh-huh. It's not just solid prayers, and it's not just a ton of information. It's all kind of, they've put it together, so they're sections. So we talk about karma and healing families, and there's prayers to heal family pain and trauma, and there's information about healing the body and prayers that go with that, and prayers moving forward in your life, and healing prayers to do that too, to, you know, trust ourselves and align with Source. And there's a beautiful prayer for world peace. So uh-huh. 73 prayers, no matter what it is that's, you know, up for you in your life, I would offer that there's likely a prayer or two or three.
Yes, and I read
fitting.
Yeah, and I read in the book too that sometimes some prayers are like you do them every day. If you're working on something, a healing like forgiveness, to you know, once a day, three times a day, and after some time, which could be a short time or a longer time, you find yourself not having those attached, you know, those the angst or the anger or whatever emotions that are impacting you. The forgiveness prayers has worked through that. Well, we have to take another break, so we'll come back shortly and talk more with Lisa Barnett.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Live your magnificence, for the love of joy is a precious gift offered to us by Robert Schoenfeld, host of The Art of Powerful Living Radio. He takes us on an incredible 30-day adventure to expand our minds and hearts with the nectar of life, love, and joy. This book will help you bring more joy, love, health, abundance, adventure, romance, and magnificence into your life.
Tune in to the hit show Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher Sarah Luce brings her unique style to the hit show Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Curious about the meaning of life? Do you want to deepen your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. The school also organizes group meditations each year to benefit humanity. Whether you're just beginning to reflect on the spiritual side of your life or are a more experienced spiritual seeker, the school warmly welcomes you to join our group. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit esotericstudies.net. That's esotericstudies.net.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stanis, and we've just experienced the Column of Light meditation with Lisa Barnett, and we were talking about forgiveness which all has to do with karma. And I'd love for you to share a little bit about what they say about karma and anything about clearing karma, and perhaps you can share that prayer of forgiveness, which helps in that arena.
I would love to. So the Akashic record keepers talk about karma a little differently, I think, than a lot of people talk about it, because they say, you know, karma is not about a punishment. I think many of us over the years have thought about, oh, you know, that karma is going to get you, kind of thing, like you're going to get punished, you did something bad's going to happen to you. And they say that is not really the way karma works at all. Karma is really about learning and growth. So if you do something that is out of integrity, maybe, you know, let's just go with you're not very nice to somebody, or maybe let's go with another lifetime, you run off with your business partner's money and wife. Well, let's go for something extreme, right? So off you go, you take the wife, you take the business, and off you run. And there will be a lesson to be learned around that. It doesn't get punished, but it doesn't go unnoticed either, because part of what we're doing is we're learning and growing. So you may have some karma to complete in your life. Most of us do. Most of us, again, when we write that soul plan, we think, what do I have to learn? What karma do I want to complete? What lessons do I have or soul growth, you know, that are connected to, sometimes it's to other people, other souls, so it may be in relationship. And it may be around something that you've come to do. So for some of us, the karma may be where we have a gift, and maybe we're a gifted healer or were a gifted healer in past lives, and so we were killed for being a witch or a healer in a lifetime, and we said, I'm never going to do that again. I'm done with that gift. I'm shutting that down. And so this lifetime we say, oh, but humanity needs our gift. Wouldn't it be nice for me to bring that back? And this is all part of our learning and our growth, for us to get over the fear, to learn to stand in our power, to clear the old energy that's holding us back and keeping us stuck, to clear the trauma and the karma. And so one of the ways the Akashic Masters talk about karma, when they say it is about learning and growth, it's often about also about compassion and forgiveness. So, say you had that lifetime where you ran off with your business partner's wife and money, and in this lifetime, you have, you know, kind of an unhappy situation. Maybe the same thing happens, but in a flip-flop sort of way, your business partner runs off with your wife and your money. And now you're on the other side of the other end of the stick, the other side of the coin. This is how we learn. This is part of the way karma and learning and growth comes through. So we say, okay, well, I could be angry or vindictive or jealous or, you know, I could get back at them. Or I could forgive them, be compassionate for whatever situation they were in that triggered that response to the life that would have them leave me and run off with my wife and my money. And when we can move into the place of understanding and seeing the bigger picture, forgiveness, compassion, we can actually release and heal this karma so we can move forward. So I'd love to do the prayer of forgiveness.
Well, that'd be great.
So it has three parts. So just listen to the three parts, because we're forgiving others, we're forgiving ourselves for hurting others, and we're forgiving ourselves for hurting ourselves. So it's a very, there's depth to this forgiveness prayer. So we ask Divine Spirit Source, please move me into a state of forgiveness towards anyone or anything that has hurt me, consciously or unconsciously, from the beginning of time to this present moment. I now forgive them and I release the energy of the past. Divine Spirit Source, please move me into a state of forgiveness towards myself for any hurt that I have caused others, consciously or unconsciously, from the beginning of time to this present moment. I now forgive myself and I release the energy of the past. Divine Spirit Source, please move me into a state of forgiveness towards myself for any hurt that I have caused myself, consciously or unconsciously, from the beginning of time to this present moment. I now forgive myself and release the energy of the past. I invoke the grace and the power of forgiveness to transform my body, mind, and heart as I return to a state of divine innocence. And so it is. Blessed be.
Great. Yeah. So, and I think you have a story of, I can see doing this, perhaps needing to do it a lot when you are really in a place of being upset about what somebody has done or felt that somebody's done something to you, which is kind of not what the prayer is saying. It's like, you know, there's lessons to be learned. And when we can go to that place of forgiveness, then maybe we can get in touch with what that lesson was.
Right, exactly. And we can open to see the bigger picture. And really, for all of us, it's about becoming conscious. And when we become conscious of the bigger picture and divine love and that we're really souls having a human experience, it makes it a little bit easier for us to let things go and to move on. So I had a client once who he had a real estate business with his brother, and they'd been in business for about 25 years, and his brother had been angry with him for about 15 years. And my client came to me because he was an older gentleman, and he said, you know, I don't know what to do. I'm so tired of this. I don't even know what happened, honestly, but he doesn't talk to me. He hasn't talked to me in 15 years, and we work in the same office. And so we did a bunch of clearing. We did some energy clearing. I work with clients and heal some of the past life karma, which can be very useful, some of the old painful energy that has us stuck. So we did this one-on-one healing with him, and then the Akashic Master said, do the forgiveness prayer, and it may be 6 months or more, but do it every single day, three times a day, and see what happens. And he said, I will. And he did it every day, and after about 6 months, he said, he was sitting in the office one day, and his brother walked in, and he looked at him, and he said, his brother looked at him and said, well, I guess someday you just have to forgive. And that was that. He said,
yeah.
He said it was a miracle. In his life, it was a miracle. His brother forgave him. He started talking to him. He said, it's so weird.
Yeah, so that's great. Well, I just want to thank you for being on the show, and thank you for your book. I want people to know there's more in the book, so much more in the book. It goes into your soul purpose, being in alignment with your soul mission. And you can even get a reading with Lisa to learn more about your soul purpose. And so check that out on her website, akashicknowing.com. And also her another website is prayerstotransform.com. So just go to kashikknowing.com and also look for her free gifts. So thank you so much, Lisa, for being on the show today.
Thank you, Chris. It was a pleasure.
Yes, so I'm Chris Danis, founder of Woman Wisdom Foundation, and my book, which also is an award-winning and Amazon bestseller, Woman of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. Check it out for exploring all the diverse voices of the divine feminine from, you know, with art, poetry, and stories, and wisdom from many of the people who've been to Woman of Wisdom. And you can check that out at womanofwisdom.org and also sign up for our newsletter. And my book is also available as a Kindle book now, so which is great because then all the art's in color. So that's the end of our show. I hope everybody has a fabulous weekend and stay cool, and we'll be back next Friday.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today. Radio with Chris Stainis.